USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A second presidential debate is in jeopardy after the Commission on Presidential Debates announced the October 15th debate will be done virtually. President Trump told Fox News that he's not interested in debating from behind a computer.
I'm not going to waste my time on a virtual debate. That's not what debating's all about. You sit behind a computer and do a debate. It's ridiculous. And then they cut you off whenever they want.
The Trump campaign is now calling for the last two debates to be rescheduled to October 22nd and 29th. In a statement, the campaign says that voters should be able to see the candidates debate face-to-face two more times. Six men have been arrested in an alleged plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. In court documents, the FBI accuses the men of planning attacks on the Michigan Capitol building and taking the governor hostage. The men had also discussed attacking a Michigan State Police facility and the governor's vacation home. The FBI says they became aware of the plot earlier in the year, adding there wasn't an imminent threat posed to Governor Whitmer. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a recent survey from Bank of America, 64% of consumers have changed their spending habits over the past 6 months. As your expenses shift, it's important to maintain an updated budget and use financial tools like the Bank of America Cash Rewards Card that can help you make the most of your spending. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America, explains.
Since March, our clients have been making more online purchases on things such as food delivery and streaming services. In fact, total spending on food delivery over the summer nearly tripled from last year. One of the smartest ways to spend is by tracking your expenses and choosing a rewards card that is flexible with your evolving needs.
With a Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, customers can choose to earn 3% cash back in categories including dining, gas, home improvement, online shopping, and more each month. For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/creditcards.
Hurricane Delta is back in the Gulf of Mexico and re-strengthening after hitting the Yucatan Peninsula yesterday. The National Hurricane Center says the storm has strengthened back into a Category 2 hurricane, packing winds of 105 miles an hour. It's expected to bring life-threatening storm surge to portions of the northern Gulf Coast when it makes landfall on Friday. Hurricane warnings are now in effect from High Island, Texas, to Morgan City, Louisiana, with tropical storm watches extending to Bay St. Louis, Mississippi. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is praising Vice President Mike Pence for his performance in last night's debate, but believes that the vice president was facing an uphill battle. Cruz tells Fox News he wondered where the questions asked last night were coming from.
Last night, I think Susan Page did a better job moderating. She didn't interrupt as much, but her questions were still, you know, it's an interesting hypothetical to go back and look at the questions she asked and ask how would the questions have read differently had they been written by the Joe Biden campaign, in that virtually every question out of her mouth was from the left with all of the assumptions Joe Biden and the Democrats believe.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
President Trump is singing the praises of an experimental drug he was given as he continues to recover from COVID-19. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
President Trump posted a nearly five-minute video on Twitter Wednesday saying he plans to make an experimental coronavirus treatment, which has not been approved for use beyond a clinical trial, available and free to the public.
In a very short period of time, they gave me Regeneron. It's called Regeneron. And other things, too, but I think this was the key. But they gave me Regeneron, and it was, like, unbelievable. I felt good immediately. I felt as good 3 days ago as I do now. So I just want to say we have Regeneron, we have a very similar drug from Eli Lilly, and they're coming out and we're trying to get them on an emergency basis. We've authorized it, I've authorized it, and if you're in the hospital and you're feeling really bad, I think we're going to work it so that you get them and you're going to get them free.
American poet Louise Gluck has won the Nobel Prize for Literature. She's the fourth woman to win the prize for literature since 2010 and the first American to win since Bob Dylan in 2016. In announcing her win, the Nobel Prize Committee cited Gluck's, quote, unmistakable poetic voice with austere beauty that makes individual existence universal. Gluck is also a Pulitzer Prize winner for a collection of her poems back in 1993 and is a former poet laureate holding the title in 2003. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.